chair circle in the middle of the room with some chairs on the outside. A bigger circle on the outside. So two concentric chair circles, please. Okay, women, you are in the inner circle. The big circle in the middle is women. Men will be sitting in their chairs outside that circle. Thanks.
So thank you for coming. Or thank you for staying. And I especially want to thank you, men, for joining us in this exploration. So we're in the feminine shadow and women in leadership. And my intention for what drives me is that women, as women, we're finding our leadership. We're finding out what is this feminine leadership. And we need your witness. And we need, we want your presence and your witness. And together, we can create a fabric of new possibilities for all of us, because we're in this together. So what I had imagined for this time, we have an hour together. So what I had imagined is, as women, we're going to go into a journey of going deep into what is our own unique sensation or experience of dissatisfaction. I don't know, how many of you were in my talk yesterday? Raise your hand. Okay. So in my talk yesterday, the key of the talk was that there's a way that we have this caricature of the dissatisfied woman, right? We're the nagging wife or the manipulative mother. But in fact, this dissatisfaction can be turned into a gift, into a song, into our dharma. When we lean into it, not push it away, not medicate it, not try to heal it, but actually lean into it. And getting familiar with it, through it, we are actually like midwives to life. Like this, I experienced it as a contraction. So this contraction, instead of, oh, it's something I need to move away from, is actually like the contraction of something I need to give birth to. So your way may not be as visceral as mine, and I'm giving birth, but it has your own signature. So in this hour, I want to invite you to get intimate with it, and through it, find a new possibility of your own movement that is from a place of wholeness that includes this dissatisfaction, or you could say longing, you know, like that thing that pulls you. And it's not a should. It doesn't come from, I should be doing that. It's from this place of, this is what I need to do because I cannot do it. Yeah? How is all that landing so far? And so my invitation to you guys as men is to witness perhaps dynamics that are familiar to you, that you may see women struggling and finding that thing. And then, so in that witness, what my wish for you is that you learn how to identify it, learn how to stay with yourself, and maybe build a little bit of courage to stay with the feminine as she finds her way through all these sensations. I do want to clarify, there is a masculine and feminine in all of us, right? But I am making a distinction on the feminine body and the masculine, female and male. I'm a painter. And there's a point where you start painting, of course, you start blending colors and everything. But there's, at the beginning, you have to learn your primary colors before you actually start mixing colors. So this is just the first step. It's just simple. And I can speak to women in a women body, and we can taste that, and you can taste your masculine and your male body, and then hopefully in a year or so, we can start mixing colors and seeing all the textures that we are as, you know, these complex beings as we are. So is that okay with you guys if we, just for this hour, we keep it simple that way? Okay. Also, in a true integral facilitator way, I want to set a few ground rules for this hour. And the ground rules are to be for each other, to create the space that we're going to feel into ourselves and maybe feel into the discomfort. And so can you both be for yourself and for each other as we explore this? Yeah. Second, listen deeply. There are going to be moments where you're going to share things. Just listen with your heart. Listen deeply. And then third, be willing and being okay to being congruent with what you're feeling. That at any moment when you're moving, find that place where you're congruent with what you're feeling and how that moves you. How do these three feel to you as a container to hold us for this hour exploration? Yeah? Okay. Let me see. Okay. So, I told my story yesterday also in my talk, and I told the story of in sixth grade, my best friend stopped talking to me, and that's how I was introduced to the feminine shadow. I want to tell you today a different story. For those of you who were here watching Brooke and Lauren do their Choose One, who wasn't here? Just, okay. So there was a performance here where two women were dancing and sharing, and we had to choose one of them, and the other one left. And that is so emotional to choose. But I want to tell you that it was like 5 years ago when I saw this dance in Boulder. And when I went to see this dance, I had been in an open relationship. And a week before, I had asked my partner, there was another woman in our relationship, and I had asked him to choose because it's just like the timing wasn't working. And he chose, her. And when I went to see Brooke, without either one knowing, we ended up sitting together. She was sitting next to me as Brooke and Lauren were dancing and where they had to be chosen. And this is just to encourage you, like the importance to feel, because throughout the performance, I was just sobbing, feeling it. Not blaming her, not just feeling that I had not been chosen. The feminine shadow in that situation, it was that 6 months before, I told her, I said, "You're doing it. Like, what are you doing?" And I'm like, "You're doing it." And she's like, "I'm not doing it." I'm like, "You're doing it." It's like, "No, I'm not doing it." It's like, "You're doing it. You're totally doing it." And then 6 months later, she was part of our dynamic. And not only that, but then she had become primary. And then she had, I don't want to say she'd taken the relationship, but so the importance of owning our dissatisfaction or owning this thing is because of that. If she would have said, "Yeah, I'm doing it, I want it," it's like, "Okay, great, let's talk about it." Honestly, like, okay, so what is it that you want? Or maybe I wasn't in an open relationship, so how are we gonna work, negotiate it? But because it was hidden, it just comes sideways until it's too late, until it's a train crash. So again, I wanna come back to my invitation to you is, when you come in and you admit and you're honest with what you want or like how you're feeling and how it works you, and you're able to articulate it to other women, to men, you actually create new possibilities. And I love what Usha gave an amazing talk about Teal, an organization, is that. It's like together in those difficult conversations, those possibilities that you didn't even imagine are going to be possible. So this is why I think this is important. And the same with you. I mean, again, thank you for being here, guys. And hopefully we can become these very emotive beings and articulate the complexities. All right, are we in? So I want to give you guys a chance to tell your own story. So in a minute, I'm going to ask you to pair up with a woman next to you and share what was your introduction to feminine shadow? Or how are you seeing feminine shadow alive in your life? And then for you men, if you pair up also and share how you've been impacted by the feminine shadow in your life. All right? And so let's do that for a few minutes. So maybe pair up you two. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Okay, finishing your story. Just a few more seconds to finish your wrap it up. Just start wrapping it up. All right. So I forgot to define, the way I'm defining feminine shadow is the unconscious and hidden or indirect dynamics that we use as women to navigate power and relationships. So this is how I'm defining feminine shadow. And so it's not the parts that we don't like about ourselves or, oh, damn, I'm doing that thing again. It's actually like my friend, like she couldn't tell she was doing that thing. Or if you were in my talk yesterday, is that my friends didn't talk to me, and I thought they were being mean, but the truth is, I was doing all those things to get all the best boys, and I was not aware until only a few years ago. So just to clarify that. So now we're going to enter, no, actually, why don't we get a few shares? I would love to hear, yes.
Very interesting insight, because Gabriela started to talk about women who live and don't have, well, it wasn't exactly about women on the East, but still, women who don't have power enough to speak, to show themselves and so on. And I started to speak about women who are with more power, who are pressing others, who don't realize how much power do they have, how they press, how they dominate, and how they are ruining people around them. So absolutely opposite at the same time, but it coincidence that happened to us both of us.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Kind of hard to share. Story happened a few months ago, and just realized in this space of conversation that what's happening in a co-facilitation context with a group and another woman, I have a lot of golden shadow around her. She's so beautiful, intelligent, and she takes her space. And she has this queen archetype that I desire, and I'm not yet owning it. And that was too much for me. At a certain point, there was a moment where she would take in a lot of space in the group. And that was honestly not serving the group. So yeah, in a way, I wanted to step in to defend that. And it was also me wanting to, it was really this energy of like, if I can't do that, you need to die now. And I went for that. And there was a part of me that was very kind of mean, but it was like, yeah, I'll just die now. And actually, now that I've said that, I can, there's a bit more love, and I hope that I can drop it in the bin now. Thank you.
Wonderful. Maybe one more.
Just one sentence. My English is not very good. That I realized that the woman is the mother, and the mother give born for the man only. And the man cannot be mother, and the feeling is what is belongs to the mother and man is very special. And if a man choose a woman, it's always come to the mother image. And this is why I became a shadow. And this is what I am doing in myself now. And my vision is that if I healing myself, the man, the outside man is going to be healed. And my experience is real.
I don't know if everyone understood, and I'm wondering if I understood what you said, but just to reflect back, were you saying that there's something of the image that the man has of their mother that then the woman tries to embody for the man? So you need to get clear in yourself about that image? Is that what you were saying? Did you guys get that? Yeah, that's very true. I'm from South America, so las mamas are very... I would love to invite the men's voice. Would you care to share? Yes?
Thank you. So I'm going to share your story. Is it okay? Or maybe part of both of our stories. So I guess we have a complete opposite. So I think I have a lot of feminine parts, and I experience you with a lot of masculine parts. And he told me about how his mother-in-law and his wife, and they are using their power to dangle him around. And this was really, challenging. So.
Yeah, I know that too. Wonderful. Thank you so much. So for this next part of our exploration, it's going to be more of a mingling and you exploring, going deep within yourself. And then we're going to do some pairing. And then we'll reflect and come back as a big circle. For you men, the invitation is to witness. The gift that we want to give to you is to witness as we work this. And for you to be able to witness and then notice what's happening for you. Can you stay? Can you what happens for you when you're in the presence of this? And then we'll see. We'll discuss what happened. Does that sound good? So let's start mingling. And men, you can stand or you can sit, but you'll observe. So just start walking. And so as you walk, locate in yourself your own sense of dissatisfaction today about a close relationship. So those are that are closest to us is also the ones that we care the most. It could be a family member, it could be a coworker. So find that place. Now, as you're mingling, see if you can see the ways that you hide it. Like, for example, I notice my left arm usually gets a little stiffer when I'm trying to hold it in. So don't do anything about it. Just notice how you are with your dissatisfaction, but also hiding it. What is your own unique way of being with this? Maybe you walk a little slower, a little faster. You look away, or you're looking for validation in others. Now, if you would, place your hand where you feel it. If you feel it in your body, if it's a thought, then just maybe place your hand on your head. And still, notice what happens to you when you make contact with it. What changed? What's shifting? Yeah, breathe. Soften your heart. Just keep moving. Because the thing is, can we live with these feelings? Can we walk? Can we make breakfast? Can we love and still be true to this longing or dissatisfaction? Now, if you would find a partner, find another woman in front of you, and keep your hand with your in your body. Does anyone not have a partner? Raise your hand if you don't have a partner. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. So now you're just going to finish this sentence stem, and each one is going to have a turn. I'm dissatisfied because, and you're going to say it just one time to each other. And for you men, if you care to share with each other, what's it like to witness or see a woman express her dissatisfaction? You can either be with her or you can share with each other. What are you noticing in yourself? Or what are you noticing? What's happening? So ladies, if you're done sharing, you can keep mingle again. Thank your partner and start mingling again. So keep, if you can, keep your hand where it was so you stay in touch with that longing. Don't let it go. That's your gift. This dissatisfaction is meant to wake you up. This longing is your gift. Stay with it. And then when you're ready, find another partner. Who is missing a partner? Okay. And so one more time, please finish the sentence. I'm dissatisfied because. So when you're ready, just close your eyes and feel being with your feeling, being with your dissatisfaction, with your longing. And now I ask you, who would you need to become in order to not look away? Not look away from your own dissatisfaction, and not look away from the dissatisfaction of the woman that is in front of you. So when you find that, open your eyes and then just eye gaze and be with each other. So notice what's happening. Is it going away? Is it hard to feel yours while being with them? Is it hard to feel theirs while you feel yours? Where is that place where they are both true? It's like standing and letting your heart break open just to pure longing and dissatisfaction in the company of another woman. What is shifting right now? Are the details of the story moving away, perhaps? Or the sensations in your body are shifting? You feel softer, you feel tense, you feel, just notice what's happening. And now I'm going to invite you to bring a little of that fire. I experience it as fire, but I want to invite you to bring it up into a voice or a word. And so you're going to take turns, and each one at a time, make a sound or say a word and just go back and forth. So it could be, pain. No. Anger. So just go back and forth. And then for you guys, still notice what's happening for you. Are you engaged or are you disengaged? And how present? Because this is what happens in the world. Like we get into that dynamic, and then we don't know how to be with each other with this. Maybe there's something familiar for you guys, or maybe there isn't. What are you noticing? So make your last words and expressions. So when you're ready, thank your partner. And come back to your chair or a chair. And when you get to your chair, just be with yourself. Close your eyes, and we're going to go inside. So notice your body. And this for men as well. Notice your body. Notice where you are, what happened. We're all longing. So maybe you wanted something more. There's a satisfaction. Or maybe something was touched. So, but notice it. And now, I want to speak to your dissatisfaction. Let me speak to your dissatisfaction. First, I want to speak to the corrosive dissatisfaction. That destructive dissatisfaction. As the destructive dissatisfaction, what are you capable of? What's your relationship to other women or men? What would you do to get what you want? Now I would like to speak to your creative dissatisfaction. It could be erotic. It's a generative, generous dissatisfaction. What are you capable of from this generative, creative dissatisfaction? As generative dissatisfaction, what's your relationship to others? What's your relationship to yourself? What would you be willing to do to get what you want? So now, when you open your eyes, you're going to be given a cue card. Lauren, do you mind helping? And on this cue card, I would like to invite you to write the first thing you were working on. I'm dissatisfied because. And then the other thing is, as degenerative dissatisfaction, my gift is, or my invitation to others is, or my wisdom. So this is the transformation where we're used to a more destructive dissatisfaction. But this generative dissatisfaction has a wisdom or a gift. It's your song, it's your dharma to the world. And then for you guys, I would love to know, and we're going to go back in discussion later, what I want with women is, what would you like with women? And it's with women. You know. So think about that to bring to our circle. So again, here is, so you're going to finish the sentence, I am dissatisfied because... And then my wisdom or my invitation from that generative dissatisfaction is. So, for example, yesterday when I was testing this, I was thinking, I'm dissatisfied with my little brother's wife. I think she's having an affair, and I'm really angry. And so I'm dissatisfied because I want honesty, or I want to protect my brother. But my wisdom and my gift was... to lean into it, like before, my destructive is like I want to be angry and cut her off. But from this place, I felt like I could actually lean and say, "Hey, what you doing? What's going on?" So something like that. Okay. So the way we're going to do this, so we have time to share. I want women to make groups of four, small groups of four, and maybe Tenny and can help us making groups of four. And men, would you please join one group of four, however many? And then I want you to share these gifts and what you guys said you want with women. And we're going to have a few minutes to that. So let's do that now. Four of you here. So we're going to start with the woman with the longest hair. And we're going to go to her left. Wherever you want. Coming. So what we're going to do is you're going to share what you were dissatisfied with and what's your gift, and you're just going to go around, and men are going to share what they want with women. And after you've gone around, then you can start your conversation, what then arises from that. So even as you're in the circle, notice... are you still in touch with your dissatisfaction? What's happening with your body? And even now with the man in your circle, what's changed? So just keep sharing about what's happening. If you're done going around a circle, just open it up to conversation. So now what's alive for you? What are your curiosities or what do you notice? All right, so finishing up your conversation, and let's make a big circle. So let's make a big circle, including the men. Let's all just come together. All right, so... No, you guys, you're in the circle. We're in this together. All right. I want to say we went to the fire, but I think we went to the water hole to get nourished first. So we have just a few minutes. I wanted to share an experience I had. Like, I'm with you, And I feel like the tenderness of the field, right? And so I realized that there's something about this topic. So we see the cat fights and we can sense like there's an aggression underneath it. But what I've experienced and what I know of my own experience, when I let out my aggression without having touched the depth of my grief, it hurts. And I hurt others. And so that aggression, that it's actually a fire of what you love, of what you're passionate about, what you stand for. And that then needs to meet that longing, that tenderness that we touched today. So as closing, I would love to invite a few shares of how was this experience for you. Ideally, what was that new possibility from going through that dissatisfaction, owning it and admitting it? What new possibilities are here for you in this topic?
Well, I decided I would go because I decided I don't want to be afraid of showing emotion and shying away from feeling. I'll just share my dissatisfied because it's written down and that's easy. So I'm dissatisfied because I never got the chance to meet my twin sister because she died in the womb. And my wisdom is to seize the relationships that you have and just don't be afraid to show emotion. It's okay, we all have it, and it's just get on with it. Come on, let's relate with each other.
So can you just look around and show us yourself, your beautiful self? What do you see?
I see people that are just also open to me. Whenever I open myself, I'm really just allowing others to come in. They're there. It's just a matter of accepting it.
Thank you.
Some time ago, I started to realize that I've been so afraid of being with women that my whole life I've been with men, working with men, and being friends with men, and I feel ready to open up to a new world, a world of women, maybe working together with women, and it feels kind of scary, but it's also, whoa, there's so many of you. So it's, that's a new perspective.
Yay.
Hello, thank you. I came here today because I was so triggered. I was once again told how a woman should be. All women want to be princess, I heard. No way, not me. So I got so angry. So I am dissatisfied because I constantly hear how a real woman should be like, dress like, and act like. And when I hear that, I get so upset, so rebellious, so angry, and so separated from other women. And I started to fight, you know, because my gift is just to be, I just want to be me. I like to play soccer. I like to play with boys and women. I like to act. I like to tell the jokes like the men does. I just want to be me. And that's unique as it is. Thank you.
Now, can you, while you're you, can they be princesses?
Yes.
Yes.
But not if I'm upset.
Ah.
Thank you. What's alive right now is that I'm very thankful and feeling very spacious because I feel like I have discovered a very subtle but necessary part or next step in my own process. Like like yesterday, when I hear these kind of topics, I usually get very ignited and very fiery, and like it's easy for me to get in touch with insatisfaction. Yeah, I'm exactly. Yeah, and I see the value in that, but I hadn't seen that as any fire, it needs to be regulated, and it needs to like to initiate a process of alchemy, I would say today. And that under that, precisely there's grief, and that I need to stay much more in that grief, but also like in the love that is under that grief. I think that's the next step for me. I've been stuck a lot of time like in this place of rage, which is valuable. But yeah, I really think that right now for me, and for me to express my gifts, it is more useful like to really go to those other parts that are underneath. So I'm very thankful for that. Thank you.
Yeah, so I just want to make that distinction that, so the way I've been treating my dissatisfaction, it was kind of like that reaction away from and to fix that thing, or away from so I could just find peace and calm. And what I found is that dissatisfaction is actually meant to, like, it's waking me up about something that I care. And then it's moving me towards something that I'm passionate about. So there's a difference between reaction and movement towards, like with love. Like, it's like what we give birth to. And it's, that's why I was calling it also an invitation, because this can invite something new. Yeah? Not so much fix, but it's a new possibility. So now you can either, I would like to open it for shares, but also questions that you have about this process or moving forward.
I'm curious from some of the guys just observing this. Was this illuminating in any way? Was it weird? Was it funny? Yeah.
I was really emotionally impacted by your performance, and I almost left and just to go cry. I actually left the room and came back in, and I'm so happy and so grateful to all of you that I was part of this, because I'm a little nervous right now, but actually I feel strong and clear, and it was beautiful. I love it when men support each other. I love it when women support each other. And it felt to me like suffering ended in this room. So there's a lot out there, and this little piece was enough. So totally loved it, impacted. I wanted more. You guys can go deeper.
Thank you.
We aren't guys.
I felt a lot of feelings and emotion. On one side, I'm jealous because I do not manage to cry, and I'm missing something, so you have something more, so be proud of this. I think there's tough conversation to go through, and the more I go, the more I manage to initiate and go through those. And there's no way around. You have to go through. And what I saw is you going through those one. And I think after this, there's some new possibility and new expansion which we can go through. And my wish is I manage to do the same exercise every day with my wife. Thank you for sharing.
No, but maybe close up. Rob, would you like to share? I actually want to hear from you. Are you?
The visceral body language, when you're putting your hands on the parts of your body that are in pain, was really powerful because it symbolized some quality of suffering that women are living with. And so I feel honored to be able to witness that. The guttural sounds from some of you were like awakening and drew me in with a lot of curiosity in terms of what can I do? Like I'm inspired to serve you as women. And the last thing I'll say is the joining my group was amazing just to hear, because I couldn't hear any of the conversations that you're having. I'm just kind of feeling the energetics, but to hear what you're dissatisfied with and the intimacy of your pain and the power in this process was like delicious. And I'm really hungry. Like I could have been in that group for an hour because I just wanted to talk. And so I have a lot of curiosity that just men and women talking openly about these dynamics and others is something that this like set the table for. And I'm like, okay, well, are you doing that? Or yeah. So thanks.
Thank you. And I don't know how many of you were on the track this afternoon, but it was such a beautiful process because Usha talked about how we need to clean up and then bring those difficult conversations with others and then find the systems that will actually support us having these conversations and creating these relationships in this room. I hope I'm doing justice to what you did. And then we have Brooke and Lauren, like, give us the vivid expressions of what are these dynamics, and I love you, and no, me, no, you, I want to do, I, you. It was so visceral, but that it's true, and we love each other, and then, but there is this other thing that also we need to work out that you guys expressed so fully, and then how can then we just be in it, have those conversations? So I'm not closing it yet. I just was like, oh my God, something is happening.
I have a question for you and for the group. And the story behind it is I've experienced dissatisfaction in being a woman. And for a long period of my life, I didn't want to be a woman. I hated what that represented. Part of my story that I share with you is that when I was 15 years old, I was scouted to be a fashion model. And my mother had died a year before. So the mother figure removed, and my example of what it is to be a model was to be, or what it is to be a woman was to be surrounded by this culture. And 20 years old, when I ran away from it, I had in my mind, well, if that's what it is to be a woman, I don't want anything to do with it. And so I cut these parts, and I would dress down, and I would never wear makeup, and I would be actually ashamed of, I would look at the way that I looked, and I would say, because of what I'm shaped like, women hurt themselves to look like this because of a size or a form. And just in the last year, I've started coming into having it be okay. And my question for the group is your ways of how is it okay to not be ashamed of beauty and of sexuality? Because I'm so afraid of using it to manipulate that I want to know how to come into that and own it and embody it without hurting people with it.
Thank you. I wanted to, can I touch you? I think, I again. Yesterday you had such a beautiful example, and today again, like you're in it, and we're here with you. You know, like at the bottom of your longing. I mean, am I the only one? Like, can you see like the beauty of like how much you care and how much you want that? And Usha was talking about this. She was talking about power and not misusing it. And so my invitation is like, can it be both? Can you accept the part of you that, hell yeah, she wants to use it. She has that power. You have that power. And then also there's that part of you that she cares. And so I don't know what the middle way is for you. but that's the work. Like that kind of like, in there. And then what does that move you to? And then one step at a time. I think feeling it, like, actually, this is what I'm going to do because there's an expert in the room. Can I go to you, Sindhilu, about this, please? Because she is an expert of shadow, and this, I think, it requires.
And just to make sure I heard you correctly, is the question around how to not hide it? Well, I think Maria spoke to it really well, even just the process, right? Looking at where your dissatisfaction is in that. And the stuckness with emotion is usually around the thoughts we have related to the emotion. So if we can remove our thoughts from the connection, then we can just transmute the emotion and let it go. So a lot of times we might even have a judgment that it's not okay, I shouldn't be feeling this, or even like, for me, it often is a flavor of like, woe is me, I'm so sad. But it's like lifting whatever the judgments of the feelings are can be really helpful. And then we can just let the feeling express. Emotions are usually in us because they want to be let go. So whatever the emotion is, it's okay. Another judgment that could come in is I can't handle it. That's a common judgment. So dropping the judgment that I can't handle and just letting yourself be present with what's present.
Thank you. Yeah, we're at time. So I want to thank you so much for coming. I want to thank you for joining me in this conversation. So what my fire, like my dissatisfaction is that I don't see this conversation happening in the world enough. And I transform this like, and how I've been fighting with other women into now I'm joining with women. Hey, let's talk about this. What's happening? What are we doing? And then I don't know what the next step is. But I know that in that conversation, we're going to find our next step together. And the same with men. Like, the best compliment my husband gave me is like, well, of course, I'm his wife. He said, I can't imagine being with another woman. It's like, good husband. Of course you wouldn't. But he did say, it's like, I've never met another woman that could just, like, show up with everything but own it. Like, I'll be upset, and he's trying to fix me. I'm like, dude, just shut up, because everything you're saying right now, I'm just going to use against you. I'm building a case right now. And there's something about the humor, like, I'm in this role. Back off. So truly, like it can be delicious, like having these desires, having the, I call her the little, like not little, she's a big beast, but it's like this beast, she's actually awesome. So my hope for you is that you have these conversations, you have the courage to start it with another woman, start it with a man, with your partner, and then just find out more. All right, thank you. Other ways to stay connected with me, here. This is my website, and I work as a coach, I work as a facilitator. Let's connect. Maybe we can start a conversation, or we can start this where you are, where you're working. But I'm also offering a 4-week online course on feminine shadow conversations. And again, is the conversation, so we'll create it together. Thank you so much for coming.